Welcome to the corner, King's Corner, where we learn and we grow and it shows. King's Corner.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to King's Corner Episode 2. I feel like it is very imperative that we start with the basics, and that's why this episode is entitled The Little Engine That Could. One of the most beautiful gifts God has blessed me with from a very young age is the ability to see the bigger picture in all things. I still very vividly remember my kindergarten hallway at West Clayton Elementary School. There was a huge mural going along the hallway of a train. Of course, there were many encapsulating colors, designs, and decorations to draw you into the beauty of the mural. However, looking at the mural, I always found myself most enamored with the words. As the train traveled its tracks, there were words transcribed saying, "I think I can. I know I can." See, being raised in the Thomas the Train years, they very easily could have just painted Thomas and Friends, but they didn't. That train wasn't Thomas at all, nor was it just any old regular train. That train was a little engine that could. Whereas most just saw it as a beautiful mural to get kids excited about going to school, I understood that the mural was solely intended to accentuate the message, "I think I can. I know I can." I feel that the illustrators knew that by painting such a beautiful picture full of beautiful colors, it would not only be impressionable, but memorable. And subconsciously, you wouldn't just remember the mural, but you would actually remember the words or the message as well. I guess it worked, because here we are 20 years later, and though that mural is no longer on the wall, it is still very, very vividly displayed in my memory. What I've come to realize is that as we walk down those hallways every day, we were being programmed or conditioned to think and to understand that whatever we think we can do, we also know we can do, so therefore, it's already done. Napoleon Hill states it this way: "Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve." If you recall the story of the little engine that could, there was a heavy train that got stuck trying to go up a hill, and after searching for help from any other train, the smallest train was willing to help. It seemed nearly impossible, but the little engine said, "I think I can, I think I can," until the train was pulled over the hill. The beauty in teaching this philosophy at a very young age is the fact that in life we will face many obstacles. But if we believe we can get through them, we will. This mindset has gotten me through the toughest times or challenges in my own personal life. I remember being diagnosed with schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. When I went to my very first appointment with my psychiatrist and I sat down with her, she looked me in my eyes and she said to me, "You do realize you're going to have to live with this for the rest of your life, right? This is going to change the whole trajectory of your life." I remember looking at her and I replied and said, "No, ma'am, I'm not. I am going to beat this. I can beat this." And I did beat it. I remember having a stroke at 23 and the doctors telling me I would have to relearn how to walk and that my day-to-day life would never be the same. But I was determined to walk, and I did. See, both of these incidents seemed insurmountable at first, but I had to buckle down and be the little Marquise that could. All in all, it was nothing more than a faith walk, because I realized that I was only the little Marquise that could because I had a big God that was supporting me. I even only have one tattoo to this day, and it is on my right shoulder. And that tattoo is dedicated to this very mindset. So it reads, "I think, therefore I am. God is greater than the highs and the lows." What I had to realize is that I think I am healed. I think I am whole. I think I am capable. I think I am worthy. Therefore, I am. See, God is the illustrator of our lives. And similar to the illustrators of that train, God allows us to face challenges that He has orchestrated to remind us that with Him, all things are possible. Philippians 4:13 simply states, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." 2025 will be full of challenges, curveballs, maybe even unexpected losses. But what I am challenging the whole corner crew to do is to see the bigger picture. I don't want us to see these challenges from the perspective of how hard they are or feeling defeated, but from the perspective of growth. See, I'm sure many of us have made New Year's resolutions to lose some weight. And go ahead and get started on these summer bodies, because when June and July come, we want to be looking about right. Now, I can't speak for nobody else, but I know July is my birth month and I'm going to be right, okay? But in order to do these things, we understand that consequently something has to change. Whether it be that we eat better or we work out more. The only way we can keep up with how well we are doing or hold ourselves accountable with these things are by tracking our progress. So we're either going to take progress pictures weekly or monthly, we're going to start getting on the scale more, or we're going to notice that our changed clothes begin to change and fit differently. When we first go to the gym, if we decide to go that route, we may have to start small with a 10-pound weight. And even that may seem too heavy, but with consistency, we can gradually lift more and more weight. If we want to eat healthier, we may start out by swapping out fried foods for grilled foods or junk snacks and candy for fruit until we realize that our whole lifestyle has changed. See, this is no easy process, but we will keep our goals in mind and we will say to ourselves, I think I can. I know I can. Now, the most amazing part of this process is that the catalyst for the necessary change was our weight. We begin to either feel or look too heavy. It's understandable, though. We get caught up in the hustle and bustle of life, and we're grabbing quick things to eat that may not necessarily be healthy, or we're too busy to prioritize exercise. But life is no different. Sometimes life seems like it gets too heavy, and we feel overwhelmed. God uses this pressure or this weight to get us to understand something has to change. When we get too distracted or stuck in our ways, and we lose time for things like prayer and meditation, we have to get in the same mindset of the little engine that could and say, God, it's heavy now. But with you, I think I can. I know I can. And all we have to do is sit back and watch how he helps us get over the hill. So the same way we get heavy and we have to work out our physical bodies, when life gets heavy, we have to work out our spiritual bodies. In fact, it's not even that life has gotten any heavier than it already was. We have just been trying to carry it by ourselves, which is always going to be impossible. Just as if we don't exercise regularly, we lose our muscle. If we don't exercise our faith regularly, we can lose our faith as well. Instead of seeing physical fat, we'll start seeing spiritual fat or clutter, like doubt and restlessness. The more we exercise our faith, the stronger we will get in our spirits, and the lighter life will be to carry. So in 2025, we are all going to exercise our faith as the little engines that can, because I think we can, I know we can, and therefore we will. Listen, I want to thank each and every last one of you from the very bottom of my heart for joining me and supporting me on this podcasting journey and tuning into episode 2 of King's Corner. If something was said that blessed you, I pray you do 2 things. Thing number 1 is subscribe, and thing number 2 is share this with someone else who needs to hear this message. As well, if you haven't already, make sure you follow us on social media at King's Corner Podcast. Thank you all again for all the love and support. See y'all next week. Bye.